The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
And did we find out how, because I missed it, how many more shows Big Fatty is doing?
Okay, did you hear the whole thing about how they decide what the vote was about?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so you had it. People had to choose between those three methods of what they, you know, thought would be the best or whatever. And it wound up being the amount of money that he saved at the Von Zees, I guess, mm-hmm. since he started podcasting. So he doesn't have the exact number yet, but he estimates he has more to go. It sounds like he has more to go than he's done already. Because he has saved about $8,000 at the
Oh my God.
Yes. And he's only at 3,000 and something, right? So
poor Big Fatty.
Oh, dear.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Poor Big Fatty.
Oh, dear.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3086 of the BFO for Monday, the 9th of December, 2019. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
Show.
Y'all, I'm gonna open some crema cards and probably have a few voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty! Glovies, Big Fatty going old to old school. No, glovies, because y'all, it's chilly. It's chilly. It's December. Put on your glovies, Big Fatty Vulgar. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Now, y'all, full disclosure, I am over in Hatlanta as you are hearing this. I pre-recorded today, tomorrow, and Wednesday's little shows, y'all. And I've got crema cards and I've got voice letters that I need to catch up on anyway. So I just seemed like the appropriate time to do all this. Now, y'all, I am over in Hatlanta because Saturday, the 7th of December, a date that will live in infamy. We had the burial of the Hat Arena and the Orange Hat. We in-earned them, and so that's assuming everything went to according to schedule. I'm doing crema with my brothers and sisters-in-law and all while I'm over there. So, I'll have a few things, to report, back to you, once I get back to the villa and record, the Thursday little show. But, let's go ahead and get things started. Yes, Big Fatty! Used to this music for the crema cards. Well, y'all, I think it was last year that Peter G suggested that maybe I vary the crema card music, and so y'all, I'm gonna just do a few little things here and there. And y'all, this song is from a Hallmark collector's CD of music. Y'all, it's called the Sounds of Crema. So anyway, y'all, there it is. And now let's open some cards. Y'all, the first card I'm gonna open, y'all, it has come from overseas, and I believe this is a Faroe Islands postmark on here, but I'm not quite sure, so let's just open this up now. Yo, by the way, I will put a picture. I'll put a picture of these cats up on the BFO at noon today. Oh, Big Fatty, look! What is it? Oh, look, it says rip here. Is that like a tooth? I don't know, but rip here, right? Oh, we're gonna rip. Oh, Big Fatty, it's going everywhere! Oh, Big Fatty! Y'all, there is. It's not glitter, but it's oh, dear Lord. What? What the? Oh! Big! Y'all, it has gone everywhere. Y'all, it is. Oh my God. Y'all, it has exploded. Y'all, it was something that was in this box, and it had all, not glitter, but it's like confetti. And y'all, you open it up, and the box pops. It pops out. It's a boomf. It's a boomf. And it says, oh dear. What? What is this? Hope you get 13 inches. Happy Crema, Big Fatty. 13 inches of snow. Wait a minute, is this from Scotty? It is from Scotty. This is not the Faroe Islands at all. Is that right? Scotty, is this from you? Because it looks like your picture on here. Or is that, I don't know. Scotty or Miss Beaver, or maybe that's my picture. Fatty, you don't even know what the hell you look like? Well, somebody's got to tell me what this is. And by the way, there's no return address, so I cannot send a card back to the sender of this. Big Fatty, you've, and now you need to get out the Wacom cleaner. Well, y'all, it looks like I'm only going to get to open this one card today because, y'all, I just, and it's a mystery. Okay, I'm not putting a picture up tomorrow because I only got one card to show you, but we'll do it later on this week. Yes, Big Freddy!
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's me, Paul, the Shoryeti. How are you doing?
Lovely.
I'm okay.
Good.
How was your Halloween? How was your gay crimmer?
Oh, it was lovely.
Mine was good, but, well, people don't tend to do quite as much as far as decorations are concerned in the Uck.
Uh-huh.
Or at least they don't around where I live.
Okay.
I work in quite a posh area of London, and there's some big houses sort of near where I work.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes as you walk down the street, you'll see the odd pumpkin on the stairs.
Oh.
I really wish there was
stairs.
As much decoration over here as there is with you. I'm always looking for good pumpkins and things to put on my blog around Halloween time. But I usually end up taking a picture of something in a shop window.
Oh.
See Halloween stuff advertised.
Uh-huh.
I don't really live in an area where there's trick-or-treating.
How about the candies?
Anyway,
do you have the candies?
A present for you. I don't know why you didn't give this to Big Fatty before Halloween.
Hello, Paul. I got my timings all wrong.
Oh, well, never mind. What is it? It's a Halloween gift.
Yes, a Halloween gift from my own world.
Oh.
Now, I always get confused because you're always going on about Uranus.
Oh,
yes, like Big Fatty.
No, you always go on about the planet Uranus, but that isn't your home planet, is it?
Oh, no, Paul. I come from another planet, far, far away, in another galaxy.
Oh.
Intriguing. And what's the name of the planet?
Oh, well, I'm yet to work out a translation. It's not one of the planets that you would know about. It's got a very long name. It would take me about 2 days to pronounce it.
That doesn't sound very practical.
No!
I'm going to have to work on Earth translation, I think.
That seems like a good idea. So, this present, this Halloween present, it's not from your home planet?
No, it's from Uranus.
Oh, okay. Oh, in fact, it's sort of round and, well, I guess it's sort of like a pumpkin.
Oh. Yes, that's right, Paul. It's like a pumpkin, but from Uranus.
Oh, a pumpkin in Uranus.
Yes, a pumpkin from Uranus. Well, that makes sense. It looks a bit different to the pumpkins you see on Earth. It's not orange for a start.
Oh. No, it's a strange colour. It changes.
Oh.
Like a mood ring.
Oh.
I don't know what that is, Paul.
It's well, like Big Fatty might know what a mood ring is.
Changing.
They don't have mood rings on Uranus.
I don't think you'd want a mood ring on Uranus.
No,
I mean, sorry,
rings
I don't
of
think.
Uranus.
Anyway, so so this outer space pumpkin has been carved. There's a spooky eyes, and we're looking at it. Big Fatty, we're looking at the outer space pumpkin, and yes, with its outer space eyes, and it's like a flickering flame. It's
flickering
flame. Look closer.
It almost looks like there's a door being carved in. A door that opens up.
Why don't you open it, Paul?
Okay. Okay, Big Fatty. I'm opening the door on the outer space pumpkin.
Oh, it sounds
opening
like you're tooting.
Slowly.
Look inside, Paul.
Oh,
golly.
Careful.
Look inside.
It's the brown eye.
I'm looking inside and...
Yes. Ducks?
I'm covered in... What is that?
Oh, dear. You're covered in cream.
Cream?
Oh, I'm all sticky now. It's horrible.
Oh, I am too.
What have you done to me?
It was a trick, Paul. A Halloween trick.
A trick?
That's what they do on Uranus. Oh. They trick people. Oh. You have to show them your pumpkins, and something always pops out and scares you.
Oh,
does
yes.
it now? Well, I don't think it's a very good idea.
Pop out of my
ass. Oh, dear. You were going to have me send this to Big Fatty.
Thank you for not doing that.
It's very funny. I'll take some photographs. He's covered in it.
Yeah, thank you.
Scarlet
basically, Big Fatty, I look like
undergarments.
I've been pied in the face.
Covered in
pied
it.
Pied in the face, yes. Like a custard pie. Oh.
What I have to put up with.
Is
I don't know.
Okay?
I really don't know. I'm going to have to get cleaned up, Big Fatty.
Okay.
I'm so surprised. It was hilarious.
What?
Yeah, and that really works on audio. Right, Big Fatty, going off to clean up, and I'll send you a message again soon.
Okay.
Maybe not with Ike this time.
Okay.
Paul,
you go clean up your anus.
Goodbye, Big Fatty. Goodbye, Poodle. Hold his face. Poodle,
yes. Dear Gussie, y'all, obviously, that came in before Gay Grandma, and y'all, I'm just getting around to it. Paul, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you and Ick, and it sounds to me like you need to avoid things coming out of your pumpkin anus. Ready? The pumpkin anus, the space pumpkin. The space pumpkin, not the pumpkin anus. Big Fatty, it's not anus, it's Uranus. What about my anus? Big Fatty, you're about to toot, aren't you? Oh, I just did. Paul, thank you so much for that call, and hopefully we'll hear from you again soon. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Princess Hannah. First, I want to say Happy Turkey Day because it is technically 6:10 a.m. on Thanksgiving in the U.S. of A. And I have an epic CVS receipt. I got an S9 amount of prescriptions, which totaled $4. I got what I later found out were two bottles of the Old Spice body spray, a 18 count double roll of the Scott toilet tissue, 2 2-liter bottles of Coke Zero, a 16 count package of Gain Flings, a 16 count package of the Tide Pods, a pint of Ben and Jerry's, a large bottle of the Garnier Micellar water that I like to take my makeup off, and a 26 count of Tide Pods as well. I paid $41.22. And again, like I said, the prescriptions were only $4. So I saved $39.58. So I'm feeling pretty goddamn good about myself. Okay. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, I got to yell that, of course, is Princess Hannah. And Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Big Fanny, at least you caught up to Spanksgiving now. Well, I have caught up to Spanksgiving. And Princess Hannah sent me a picture. She sent me a picture of these Tide Pods. And y'all, Big Fatty, does she use them for crema decorations on the tree? I don't think so. But y'all, there were Tide Pods inside of Tide Pods inside of Tide Pods. Big Fatty, that is, excellent coupon savings there, Princess Hannah.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's me, Paul the Shaggy. How you doing?
Good.
I'm all right.
Good.
I'm having to whisper because I'm in hospital.
What?
Yes, I'm in hospital. I'm okay.
Now?
It's okay.
Okay.
I just wanted to wish you a happy Thanksgiving, that's all. And I know I'm late, but there you go. Yes, I'm just in hospital because it was decided that I would be a much better podcaster if I had my brain removed. Because I do far too many silly things on my show. So I'm going to have a new brain, a more sensible brain put in. I think it's the best thing for everyone, really.
Can you schedule Ick's Mr. Cackle
keen on the idea,
to do that too?
But maybe he'll talk me round. I'm not sure. Anyway, it's very squeaky around here.
Yes.
So, oh dear, that hurt. I need to be oiled. That's my leg making that noise. Anyway, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, and I will speak to you again soon.
Okay.
Don't worry, I won't have my brain removed. Not really.
Okay.
I'm only pretending.
Oh.
Or am I?
Or are
we'll just have to see.
Oh, yeah,
okay, bye for now. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that is the Shy Yeti again. And Paul, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And Big Fanny, I can't believe he is in El Hospitalo, which, of course, we all know is Mexican for El Hospitalo. And, Shy Yeti, as you can tell, I'm a little late playing that happy Spanksgiving message from you, but it meant the world to me nonetheless. And, you know, we can, every day we can give thanks. And but like I say, if you decide to have your brain removed, or if you need a second opinion, Mr. Cackle had his removed years ago, he can speak with Big Fatty, we don't know. It sounds like you had yours removed as well. Well, maybe I did, I don't know. But dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday, and y'all stay warm, and roast your chest. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about anybody roasting their nuts. It's just vulgar. And anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from the lot, so you know they're bringing it to an end. Bringing it to an end. And Peter G and Haunt Cub and Brenda Boo and Dr. Stone and Old Stinkpot, any final words from Lotso that you want to say to Old Big Fatty?
Poor Big Fatty.
Oh, dear.
Oh, poor Big Fatty is in. Yes, Big Fatty, be kind to the elderly.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com. And you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.